Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, I was having a discussion with a friend of mine. I was thinking, would it be a good idea if we had like a law that made ministers to only come through from like nominated members of parliament? Because sometimes I honestly get worried for a lot of ministers.
Mm-hmm.
In like whatever regime that comes through, because I feel like it's a lot of work. Because you've got work at ministerial level, you have to perform well there. But you also have a constituency to look back at.
Yes.
And sometimes you've had there'll be a minister who will not be doing well at one. Others it's both.
So you think they should just concentrate on one?
That's what I'm thinking, because you find that it sometimes even gets worse for them if they are ministers, because the people in the constituency will expect more. Like, yeah, minister, so you can just talk to this person. If we need a road here, you just talk to the person in charge of infrastructure. Our water is dirty and our water, we don't have water here. Talk to your water development minister. So people even expect a bit more. So I begin to think myself, like, it must be a bit tough being a minister who has a constituency and you have a whole ministry you have to take care of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes maybe that affects people. Some ministerial jobs require you to travel a lot. You need to make sure you've got a whole nation you're looking at in terms of taking care of certain issues. And you have all that to think about. And these are all still members of parliament. But anyway, that was just a thought that just across my mind. But I guess it could be a story for another day. We'll be talking more about Parliament Day during this hour of the show. We'll be joined by somebody from the National Assembly just to break this down with us this morning. For now, we get into the main news bulletin with Patty Mugando.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
You know that feeling of frustration when you're told, sorry, we don't take mobile money payments. Turn that frown into a smile. With the upgraded Absa POS machine, you can pay for your items using your mobile money wallet, Visa credit or debit card, MasterCard, and more. Now that's a payment solution with more convenience. Call 5950 to sign up or find it at a supermarket near you. Your story matters. Absa.
Good morning. The headlines. Government has no plans to repeal or amend seditious practices law. Zaka urges ZESCO to stick to load management schedule. And in Global News, Trump ambushes Ramaphosa with claim of Afrikaners being persecuted. With the 8 hours main news bulletin on Phoenix, I am Paddy Mugando. Justice Minister Princess Kasune says government has no intention of repealing or amending the law on seditious practices, affirming that it continues to serve its intended purpose in maintaining national stability. In an interview with Phoenix News, Ms. Kasune clarifies that the legislation is applied impartially and is not targeted at any individual or political group. She has emphasized that it is the role of the judiciary to determine guilt or innocence, and that so far the law has not shown bias in its application. Her remarks come in the wake of the conviction of former Lumezi Member of Parliament Munir Zulu and his Mfue counterpart Maureen Mawonga for seditious practices, which sparked public debate and calls to refine the law, with critics arguing that it is being used to target opposition members. However, Ms. Kasune reiterates that while consultations on broader constitutional amendments are ongoing, the law on seditious practices will remain in force, adding that any future amendments may aim to enhance clarity, but not at the expense of the law's role in protecting national order.
what we should be asking ourselves, for me, the point you have made is that it's targeting other people. You ask yourself a question, and those individuals, if they're being honest, did they commit that crime? That's what you need to interrogate as a media. The case that people are asked to answer to or are found guilty of, I don't think if I didn't say anything, I should be prosecuted, whether it's ruling or opposition. It's just important that people, we understand that where one's freedom ends, another freedom begins. So it's a matter of what you do. If you, the media, find that the person did not utter or say something that is a waste to consider that, then you should hold this government to book.
Zambia Consumer Association, ZACA Executive Secretary Juba Sakala, says ZESCO Limited should be given the benefit of doubt regarding its commitment to adhering to the newly issued land management schedule. ZESCO yesterday announced that it has reintroduced load management schedules and that the country is currently on stage 9 of load shedding, in which power is available for 7 hours and absent for 17 hours. In an interview with Phoenix News, Mr. Sakala acknowledges that ZESCO has, on several occasions, failed to follow its own load management timetable, despite public assurances. He, however, says the utility company now has an opportunity to rebuild public trust by strictly adhering to the published schedule, which would allow customers to plan their daily activities more effectively. Mr. Sakala adds that while the reintroduction of the load management timetable is a step in the right direction, its overall impact on businesses will likely be minimal unless consistent implementation is ensured.
This issue of presuming load shedding when they can't follow it is an unstarter issue. Something that always, you know, makes the consumer uncomfortable, because we've had this for a long time. Yeah, they said that they'll follow the shedding. Right now, we have some areas, the only power comes from 10 hours to 17 hours. Sometimes it comes at 18 hours. But now, if they say they'll follow it, we look for it happening. But to our side, we see there's a problem which they're going to address. Because, you see, when people are not following what they've said, which means there's a problem somewhere. Now, if they're unable to address that problem, even if they announce the road shedding schedule, then they haven't given me solve that problem.
Business analyst and farmer Francis Chipili has warned that the recent reduction in mealie-meal prices by Copperbelt-based millers should not be mistaken for a sign that Zambia has achieved food security. Mr. Chipili notes that despite the price cuts, the cost of maize production remains high due to expensive inputs such as fertilizers and pesticides, stressing that food security cannot be expected to improve significantly less than a year after the country experienced a severe drought. On Tuesday this week, Antelope Milling announced a price reduction of its mealie-meal brand until the 31st of May, with a 25-kilogram bag of breakfast meal now retailing at 230 kwacha, down from 350 kwacha, and roller meal reduced to 219 from 323 kwacha. Mr. Chipili tells Phoenix News that sustaining such price reductions requires a shift in focus towards increasing production of key commodity crops such as wheat, rice, and soybeans, and has urged the Zambia National Service and the Zambia Air Force to prioritize the large-scale production of these crops to help stabilize prices. He has also emphasized the importance of fully operationalizing the Sustainable Agriculture Finance Facility, SAF, loan program, pointing out that many smallholder farmers in certain provinces were unable to access the facility due to unprocessed paperwork, leaving them disadvantaged.
The cost of production is extremely high, but even then, when you're using family labor, it also needs that you need a lot of people to, in order to cultivate a good size of field, in order for you to maximize and get the yield that will make sure that you break even if you're farming as a business. So the reduction by the antelope, I can predict as an analyst and also as a farmer, the bumper harvest that the politicians and the others that are thinking about might not actually be reflective come November this year. And so the reduction, what can be done in order to sustain this reduction is that Zambia National Service, Zambia Air Force might focus on production of commodity crops. And then when they flood the market like that, then the market can enjoy sustainable, fair prices of the mealie-meal.
The National Union for Miners and Allied Workers, NUMAO, has revealed that several mining companies are implementing land ownership and housing projects aimed at empowering their employees. First Quantum Minerals, FQM, recently launched a